the rhythmic gait of a carriage horse in New York City. A line of demonstrators gathered over the weekend outside the Upper West Side Co-op, where horse-drawn carriage cheerleader Liam Neeson lives. They hold signs which urge the public not to take horse-drawn carriages.
Sign says, "Don't ride a horse carriage. Stop horse abuse."
Ken Price holds a large photo of Spotty, a carriage horse who collapsed and died. He says he's at the protest to get rid of the horse-drawn carriages.
To show people that these horse carriages don't belong in the city anymore. Where it's the 21st century and the electric cars would be a nice alternative. It's clean energy and no one has to suffer for it.
Peter Wood also holds a large photo of a dead carriage horse. His name was Nickel. The caption says, "Worked to death."
He had died of colic and was waiting to be dumped in a dump on Long Island.
And you took this real tragic photograph.
I took it in 1991 and have been fighting for the carriage horses ever since, because it breaks my heart to see them on the street in the heat and the rain and the snow and the traffic. It's just heartbreaking. It needs to stop. These horses, not only in the summer months, they're in the blazing sun and the suffocating heat and humidity without any shade whatsoever. They're out in the street, noses to exhaust tails. It's 2014, not 1914. It's time for a change. And all we want is to get these horses off the street and to, you know, they just don't belong in traffic. They don't belong in the city anymore. It's just outdated and it's cruel. And so that's why I'm here.
Yeah, the city has changed so much since then, but yet the horses are still out there.
Exactly. On our way here, we saw a horse, a carriage driver, making a U-turn in the middle of, 57th Street. And he's surrounded by buses. I mean, it's just they don't belong here. And, you know, people say, oh, they're horses and they're supposed to pull carriages. Not in the middle of New York City. Not in this day and age.
What about those who say that the carriage horses should just stay in Central Park? Do you have a problem with that?
It would be an improvement, but it's just not going to happen. I mean, it doesn't happen, you know. And so what's their life? Okay, say, let's say they stay in the park. What is their life? They pull the carriages all day and they go back to a tiny stall in a tenement building. That's not a life. I mean, I think people forget what horses really are supposed to live like. You know, they need to go to a horse sanctuary, or go to a farm, or go to a ranch and see how they're really supposed to live. Life attached to a carriage with a poop bag attached to your rear end and sitting in a tiny stall, that's your life? That's no life at all.
Lisa Jablow is wearing a sweaty horse costume. She says it's to put a face on the issue.
We're here to support the horses, the overworked, underpaid, underrested horses who really should not be working in the city anymore.
Allie Feldman is executive director of NY Class. It's an animal advocacy organization committed to ending the New York City carriage horse industry.
Just this week, we unveiled the horseless e-carriage, which is going to provide jobs for the current drivers and relieve the horses of the stress of having to work on New York City streets.
The electric carriage was commissioned by NY Class. The cost is $150,000 to $200,000 each.
The city council and the mayor's office are looking to work with the drivers to determine how they're going to, you know, how they're going to work on the funding for that. There's many different options that are on the table right now. Ideally, they would work to get private financing to pay for the cars. At the end of the day, these electric vehicles are going to make twice as much money for the current carriage drivers. It's a wonderful option for them. It's much easier to be taking around a horse's e-carriage than have to maintain a carriage horse that needs vet care, farrier care, it needs to be fed. I think 5 years from now, people are going to look back and say, why didn't we do this sooner? New York City is so much better than, supporting an abusive, cruel industry in the middle of Midtown Manhattan. Why didn't we move to the more humane, kind way sooner?
City Council member Daniel Drum said legislation is being crafted. Specifics of how those who hold licenses for the carriage horses could get the vehicles and how it would be paid for is still to be determined. Drum says there are enough votes for legislation to pass. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.